Okay, so let me address that real quick, Carol. So none of the actions, we're not looking at firing or hiring. Okay, what we're looking at, and we have Pacifica Council that we can consult with. We have Cynthia Dobek, who is the HR person from NEDA. So all of this stuff, we're just trying to determine who has violated the bylaws and who have engaged in actions detrimental to the foundation. That's what we're looking at. Of course, I would think that the committee, and I employed the committee, I suggest strongly that the committee consult with the Pacifica Council, the PMB chair and the vice chair, the officers of the PMB, as well as human resources. So I don't think having experience in human resources is needed when you could be practical and look at the facts. I believe everybody on this subcommittee and on this committee are knowledgeable about the bylaws. They have a heightened interest in the bylaws and in the governance structure. Who wanted to stack? I'm sorry.
Ted?
Hold on, Ted. I want to go back to Carol because I think I almost cut off. Carol, are you done?
Well, actually, my question was to the people on the committee if they have that experience. But you answered the question with a...
Thank you, Carol.
So I wanted to check with the people if they do have that experience.
Okay. Again, I think the experience on the governance committee and governance structure and community-oriented political PACs and stuff like that are sufficient experience to look at the facts. Ted Weisskopf, you have the floor. And if the members of the committee want to answer that, they are free to do that. Go ahead, Ted.
Okay. As I think everyone knows, our fallback document in the bylaws is Robert's Rules of Order. And in Chapter 20 of Robert's Rules of Order, under the heading of disciplinary procedures, there are recommendations on how to conduct a fair disciplinary process. Those guidelines in the 11th edition of Robert's Rules of Order, which has one more day of being in effect before the 12th edition comes into play, but I'm sure that they are virtually the same. In the 11th edition, beginning on pages 656, there are the steps in a fair disciplinary process, and I encourage the three members of the committee to read those over so that they are fully abreast of this information so it is fresh in your minds. And I hope you can provide us with evidence that will help to make an intelligent decision. Thank you.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Ted. Members of the committee, you want to address Carol's question? It's up to you.
This is Eileen.
Go ahead.
Eileen?
Go ahead, Eileen.
Yeah. I will admit that I have only tangential experience with human resources issues of this sort, per se. I've handled some of the more, benefits and payroll and things like that, but not human resources. I've read something about it. I have a general understanding of what we're dealing with, but don't have that deep knowledge and experience, much less do I have a knowledge of... All right, I'll stop. That's my cue to stop. Okay.
No. That was Ted's time. I'm sorry. You have plenty more.
Okay. Nevertheless, I have spent a lot of time reading regulations and criteria and some labor law related things, so I'm not entirely unfamiliar with the area. Not an expert, though. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Beth, you want to address that? Then I'll go to Michael G.B. White. State your request. Hold on, please. Hold on. Yes, James, state your request for information.
Thank you, Chair. I may be confusing things, but I thought we had decided that this was not going to be in the nature of a disciplinary hearing or procedure. This is an investigation, and that any kind of further trial or discipline or whatever might come out of whatever eventually becomes of the investigation would be at the PNB. Is that correct? So does that cite...
Yes, it's
really going to the question of whether that section that Ted was citing, and Ted, you could chime in on this if you want, is relevant to the investigation, or would that be for later on if something is decided further on?
Okay, so I'm going to address your point, and I will consider that to be a point of order. I would address the point that what Ted was citing was the supplement to our bylaws and to our article of incorporation, which is Robert's Rules of Order. So, Ted, if you could briefly address James' point, and then this is not about being an expert in human resources. I believe that a lot of people that are serving on this committee have worked in nonprofits, have worked as leaders in the community, and are able to distinguish the facts and the fiction. Ted, you want to address James' point of order?
I'm not sure, but I'll give it a try. The first phase of this process is an investigation, okay? And the Roberts does say clearly that hearsay is acceptable. It's up to the body to determine whether or not that hearsay is relevant or irrelevant. And the process, to just repeat myself just a little bit, the committee of three will get the information. It will pass on this information to this committee. And then this committee will either recommend that the matter go forward with a recommendation that there be a guilty verdict if there is someone identified and they do feel that there should be some punitive action, or they will recommend that there not be any punitive action. But that is just a recommendation. It will be brought to us so that we can then pass it on to the National Board, who is the ultimate deciding body on what punitive action, if any, might be taken.
Okay, thank you. So I'm going to go, I hope that clears it up for you, James. I'm going to go to the other two if they want to answer Carol's question. Okay, William. I'm going to go to the two committee members, and if you could try to address Carol's question if you like, briefly, please.
Okay. Now, this is William. My point of order would be relative to whether...
Hold on, William. Be recognized first. William, be recognized before you state your point. So you want
you
to state a point of order.
I said I had a point of order and you ignored me.
No, you didn't say. You said to the stack, sir. That's what I heard. Go ahead, William. State your point of order.
Okay. Carol's question... relates to whether people have an HR background. Now, I don't even think people that have served over the years on the Personnel Committee have HR backgrounds. I don't think that people who have served over the years on the Finance Committee have finance backgrounds. So I think it's totally irrelevant, and the three people, and Eileen just volunteered, they don't need to answer that. That's my point of order.
Okay. Your point is well taken. And I would uphold your point of order. Is there anyone else to the stack?
This is Nancy.
Okay. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, we're wasting time because this is not a subject of HR or labor experience. This is the subject of bylaws, violations, and this we all are responsible and should be able to do. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Nancy. Okay, so call the roll, Nancy, on the motion, please.
So, please, Chair, could you say yes is what and no is what?
No, hold up. We took the roll on creating the committee.
Passed.
Right, the motion
we
passed. Thank you. Okay, so the next thing on the... Excuse me?
This is Beth.
Did I hear somebody request it's Beth?
This is Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
Did the committee want me to reply to the question
no.
or not?
No. Mr.
Okay.
Headwagon raised
so
the point of order, and
to?
I uphold his point of order.
Okay.
So we're gonna move on.
Okay,
so we are on unfinished business, and we have exhausted that. Nancy, your motion, wasn't it heard at the last meeting, and it was supported? Your motion on financial transparency?
Well, I was told I need some homework to make a list. So we did not pass anything. We did not vote on it. Just that I was
okay.
asked to make a list. And I did
okay,
send
have
a
you,
list.
Okay.
William, for the stack.
But I think...
Hold on, William. Go ahead, Nancy. Have you made that list?
Yes, and I sent, but I would like us to get something done of all this, and if witnesses are waiting, I'd like us to go ahead and get this done instead of skipping it and the investigation.
Well, we're not going to skip it. We're going to go into executive session, Nancy. To address the notice for removal that was referred by the PNB to us, and the committee, the subcommittee on investigations. William.
So I move that we go forth with that instead of
okay.
doing other things.
Okay, I will rule you out of order at this point.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. William, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. I'm wondering where my communications motion is. We haven't dealt with that, and I can't find the agenda, or have not found the agenda. So is that coming up now?
Sorry.
Unfinished business?
It's strange because I specifically sent it to you. You were the first one on the list that I put your email in. But your motion... Your motion, do you have your motion where you could just briefly give us the salient points, William? Do you have that available?
Well, there's nothing brief about it. There's six or eight different parts
right.
about communication.
Nancy did send it out. Let me pull it up. Okay, let me pull it up.
Sure,
Chair,
do you have it, Nancy?
I made a mistake. I did not send William's motion. I sent a motion of a revision that Mr. White did of William's motion, but that's not William's motion.
Okay.
I can
do
send
see
it again.
That.
This is William.
Oh, yeah.
I just need you to read it because we have it, William. I just need you to read the salient points. Maybe you could read the bullet points in it, read the preamble, and then read the bullet points. Can you do that?
I don't know about you saying we have it. I only sent it to a couple of people. I sent it to you and Nancy and Tom, I think. Okay, so
you
want me
to
read it? I got to look for it.
Yes, please. Read it. So we can move into executive session.
Where is it?
Chair? Yep. If William is reading his original motion of September, I think it was September something 9th, I think it was sent. It's quite long. It's a quite a long motion, and I don't know. Is that what he's?
Well, this is taking up time, Nancy. So let him read the salient points. That's what I'm asking for.
That's hard.
I'm asking for the meat, not the potatoes. Go ahead, William. William?
Yeah, okay. I think I found it now. Let me get back to email. Let's see. The motion on communication with members includes on-air LSB reports, LSB email contact, on-air station management, report to the listeners, community advisory board report, committee of inclusion report, national management report, station newsletter, and staff meetings. And then I go on to give details about how these things could happen.
Okay, so you don't need to do that because what the communication is for those entities to have a space on the air to provide reports on the work that they're doing, right? Is that your intent?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll take that at face value. And if you could send the entire motion to the committee, that'd be great. Okay. Is there any discussion on this?
And then are we going to discuss the motion?
Yes, I just called for discussion, William.
Okay.
Do we have any discussion on this motion?
Carol, request for information.
Hold on. I heard two voices. So who went first, Carol?
It's okay. Nancy can go first.
Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, I have not received it, so maybe William is using a dead email that used to belong to me or something. So I will send my email to William, and if he gives it to me, then I can send to the committee. Okay, thank you. That's all.
Thank you. Carol?
My question about this motion is, has anybody done any research about how these kinds of on-air programs would affect listenership, and if there's any possibility to have some test programs and see what that does to listenership, because my experience at KPFA is that people are this kind of programming would cause a decrease in listenership.
Okay, thank
so
you for that.
And if any research.
Okay.
Done.
Okay.
This is William again.
Anyone else? Go ahead, William.
Yeah, I'd like to at least read the whereas clause that I have in here. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws in Article 5, Section 1E4 charges the Pacifica National Board with ensuring regular communication with the members, unquote, and this infers an exchange of information and ideas between foundation members and their elected representatives and between members and station and network management. Therefore, be it resolved. And then it goes on to these various reports and even some other things.
Okay, thank you, William. Anyone else? Anyone else? Go ahead, who's
this is Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
I'm a little concerned about being asked to judge this and vote on it when I'm seeing it for the first time as we speak. I haven't had time to read this, and it's a lot of detail, and I think it's important. I know the KPFK Programming Oversight Committee just passed a motion last night that will be moving up through our governance committee to the LSB, addressing the fact that while the general manager's job description requires a monthly report to the listener on air, we haven't been receiving that and calling upon him to comply with his contractual obligation to do so. And I have that wording. We hammered it out over the last couple of nights, so it's fresh in my mind. I can provide that if that's of interest to anyone. But this seems like a lot in one motion, and to be asked to judge it on the spot without having had a chance to digest it,
okay,
doesn't feel realistic. So, thank you. Sorry.
Okay.
Hey,
I don't mean to throw monkey wrenches in the process. It's just I need
that's
to.
Okay.
I need, thank you. Sorry.
So let me just say this, Beth. This motion has been on the floor since September. So I don't think this is a big surprise. It's been kicked around. It's been referred twice. It's been postponed twice. So we've had this motion. I would suggest that you look through your email, and you will find that motion. It just so happens that it was postponed to December 30th, which is today, by Michael D.D. White, and that's why we are taking it up now. Okay.
James?
Anyone else?
James?
Go ahead, James.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I recall, and it was even mentioned earlier here, that, just to give a little background, we asked, when this was first brought up, the same questions about, what evidence do we have, what do we know about this question, and the idea came up to have me in particular go and find other people who would come and speak on the issue to the committee, and I arranged to have the WBAI general manager come to the committee, and he was a particularly appropriate person to come and speak because it's my understanding that while, as was mentioned, KPFK used to have regular reports to the listener from the general manager, but they've been not happening lately. I think KPFA, correct me if I'm wrong, has virtually no communication to the listener on the air from the management. KPFT has had it on occasion. WPFW has it on a regular basis. There's one station that does it on the given day, and it's always a fixed time so that listeners in other time slots don't get any information or don't get any input or don't get any reports. And there's another station that does it where they rotate the slot for this purpose so that more people get it, but it's not consistent. So, nobody knows where to go to find this on a regular basis. So anyway, the general manager of WBI came to make his presentation, and that was postponed by the notion that we were going to have the executive director get information from the general managers and then pass it on to us. And that hasn't happened yet. So I'd kind of like to see that happen. I'm not against this motion. I think it might be a little bit too full of requirements. It might be a little bit overburdensome. I mean, we might want to give the stations a little more flexibility because, as we've seen, different stations actually do it in different ways. So I would at least like to see whatever the executive director will come up with from the other general managers, which my understanding are more opposed to this than Bertolt Reimers is.
William. Go ahead, Carol. I already spoke. I mean, up to Lawrence.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I was on mute now. I couldn't unmute myself. So I'm going to speak on this. So in regards to doing research, in regards to that this is not good programming and that we would lose our listeners, well, let me just tell you this. When I ran the first time in the first election for KPFK LSB, we had 48,000 members. Okay? Now we have maybe 11 and a little bit more members, to subscribe members. Okay? So if the programming was so good and if it wasn't driving people away, then I believe we will have more than 11,000 members. Now, other stations may be different. I'm sure KPFA is different because they always sustain themselves well and all of that. WBAI, after the coup, they're still recovering from that. WPFW is coming on, right? It's coming on. They're getting stronger. KPFT is the station, the little station that could. Okay, so I don't buy the idea that that this is terrible programming. This is not programming. This is Pacifica politics. This is being accountable to the listeners. That's what this is. So it's not programming to raise money, although it could be pitched. WPFW has a LSB show. As far as I remember, I don't know if they still do. KPFK hasn't done a report to the listener in over 5 years. I don't know what KPFA does, right? But so I don't buy that premise that this is going to drive away listeners. We are driving away listeners because some of our programming, excuse the expression, sucks. Okay, and it's old and it's stale, and it's not relevant to the young people that are out there. We have I think 11% of millennials that listen to our station, and we're not going to survive without the next generation. That's a fact, and it's in the bylaws that we are allowed to do this, to communicate with our people, to communicate with our stakeholders, the people that sustain us and the people that keep us afloat. So that's all I have to say about that. Who else wanted to speak?
Ted?
William.
Ted.
Ted and William, you've spoken, William. Anybody that hasn't spoken?
And Beth?
Okay, Beth? You've spoken too, Beth. Anybody? I got you on the stack. Yeah. Anybody else that hasn't spoken? Okay, Ted and then Beth.
We don't have to give power to the executive director. We can and should tell general managers what they are expected to do when it comes to informing listeners and members. If they fail to follow the job description that calls for regular reports monthly, I think, with half of the time allocated to Q&A, this will be part of their annual evaluation. The same would be true if they gave themselves a regular program. If one did, I would hope it would be viewed as inappropriate. That's my statement.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, Dwayne, Mark.
Okay. Beth, I'm going to go to Dwayne because he hasn't spoken. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, I just don't see the point in this round robin back and forth. Now, Ted and I, we've been on the same LSB for 10 years, and we've gone back and forth with this interpretation. So I've read most of the FCC rules when I was 16, 17 years old, getting my broadcast license, when you were required to have a third-class license to be in front of a mic and behind the mic. Now, anybody and mama can get on the air. Now, having said that, the broad control of the broad authority of the station manager is the only authority articulated in the FCC rules. No place does the FCC refer to a board. No place does the FCC refer to an LSB. No place does it refer to anything other than a manager, a general manager, which is legally bound and held responsible for everything that goes on at the station, including programming. I don't like it, but that's the reality. You can't tell Bell and Big Ellington and B. can't tell a station manager what to put on the air and what not to put on the air. They can give guidance. They can give suggestions. They even create a committee called a PC, a program committee. But unfortunately, they're not bound by that by law. So having said that, wasting a lot of time on nothing. Because the ultimate thing is why you confer and agree to hire a manager that's hopefully going to share the vision and the concepts and the ideas of the public radio flavor in your station. And when you come onto a board and that person is already in place, you're pretty much just in a hard rock spot. So I like to see us move this can down the road and just stop going back and forth and try to get something done tonight.
Okay, thank you, Dwayne. Beth?
Yes. Some sort of a report to the listeners is one of the most widely requested items from our listeners. And so I've been doing what I can to forward this through KPFK directly in response to listeners' requests. I found support in the general manager's job description in the responsibilities as listed that required a monthly report. And so it was part of the contract he signed when he took the job. And just because the FCC doesn't require it doesn't mean, as far as I know, there's nothing in FCC regulations that prohibits it. And so it's not inconsistent with FCC requirements. And I would be interested in knowing, it's been interesting to hear what other stations are doing. I would be interested in hearing whether other stations have requirements on their books in some form or another, and whether current management is complying with that or not, because we found it at KPFK, our current management is not complying with his job description. Thank you.
Yeah, William.
Thank you. Is that who?
William.
Who asked for the stack? Okay, William. I'm going to give this 2 more minutes, and then we're going to go to a vote.
I have the stack several times.
Who, Carol? Is that Carol?
Yeah.
Okay.
And William.
I'm going to flip a coin. I don't know what to do here, but... William, do you mind if I yield to Carol?
I'll move to extend 5 minutes.
Okay.
Second.
Is there no need for second? There's no need for second in committee. Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none. Carol, you are recognized, and then William.
Thanks. Yeah.
Nancy, please keep the time.
I think part of that issue is quality of presentation and material on the air. And I would be horrified of some of kind of material that is some of our meetings on the air. So our station manager does do reports and information on the air, as well as he writes inspiring and excellent in-depth reports covering technology changes and updates, our public service support with COVID and other issues. So it seems to me like part of it is information and have an interesting, informative website, and to let people know they can go to the website as well. So we don't have to bore everybody with our dirty laundry, but we can also have information available for those who want it.
Thank you. William?
Okay, just a quick one, and on that, what was just said, everybody is not on the Internet, especially at BAI, I think, because there's lots of older people that just have a telephone, nothing else. And I want to say that there's a we have a responsibility to see that reports are being made by ourselves and by management, and management's opinion of what the PNB is supposed to do or not do in terms of reports, that's not relevant. It's they can have ideas, but it's not relevant. We're the governing body. We're part of governance, let's put it that way. And at BAI, we've had the reports similar to most of these since 2004. I mean, we've been doing this for years and years, and I'm just trying to get other stations to step up and do the same kind of thing. Thank you.
Thank you, William. Anyone else that hasn't spoken?
Nancy.
Okay. Go ahead, Nancy, then I'm going to go after you. Please, time. Yes. Time the speakers.
Yes. We had voted at the last meeting, November, that we would you would ask the IED to ask the GNs. And she has done that, and they have not responded. And I made a motion earlier this evening that we do it again and ask the IED to ask the GMs to email their input to her and carbon copy you so we would get their input. Now, what are we doing? Are we going to just forget about this? Or, I mean, it seems like James wanted the input of the managers before we voted on this motion. I don't know if the committee feels this way, or are we going to just go ahead and vote on it and listen to their input later. I mean, they're busy. They're too busy to give their input. I don't know if she asked them to email it. I mean, I just sort of, what are we doing?
Okay. Okay. I'm going to make an amendment to your motion, Nancy. My amendment is that we have somebody from each station in this committee. I'm going to ask the members of each station from this committee to email the GM that question. That is my amendment to your motion, Nancy.
The question, question?
The question as to, to give us input on how you communicate with the listeners. And but we do have a motion on the floor, so that motion is actually not in order right now. So we do have a motion on the floor. It's William's motion. Go ahead, James. We have 1 minute left.
I have an amendment to your amendment, Lawrence. And that is, I would like us to
attach. My amendment is out of order, James. My amendment was out of order because we have a motion on the floor. And I was not amending that motion. I was amending Nancy's motion.
What's the motion on the floor?
Yeah. Nancy's motion is a separate motion. It's not
what's the motion on the floor?
The motion on the floor is the communications motion from
that's
William Handwagon from WBAF. Yeah.
All right. Well, then I'll move to amend that. And that would be, I want to amend that to say that we will do what you just suggested, Lawrence. One person on this committee email each general manager, or you know, their own general manager, I guess would be the appropriate way to do it, assuming we have all the stations covered, which I think we do, and ask the same question that you were asking, and except I want to add to that we attach William's motion and send that to them and ask them to comment on it, because I just reread it, and it's not a bad motion, and I think there's a lot of merit to it, and again, I say, we do that at WBI. I think we do a little less than what's called
point of order,
in the
William.
Motion, but it's not bad.
Hold on, William. Are you finished with your amendment?
Sorry.
Okay.
Say it again?
There's a point of order. Point of order always takes precedent. William, state your point.
Yeah, these motions, the one that you were going to make, Lawrence, and you said it's not appropriate now, and this one that Mr. Sagatin is trying to make right now is not pertinent to my motion, which has to do with policies and procedures, not opinions. As I've said already, we're part of governance of the entire Pacifica Foundation, and we should be making decisions on governance, not on opinions. Opinions are nice, and you know, I wouldn't mind hearing from managers, but it's not relevant. It has to be what's in the bylaws and what's in whatever kind of other laws, California or anybody else. And we just should go ahead and do it and not try to delay it continuously. This has been going on for 3 months now.
Okay. Thank you, William. So I'm a rule, and my ruling is I'm a split the baby's water, so to speak. My ruling is that we passed this motion. I'm glad you found the funny, James. We passed this motion.
That was Eileen laughing. That was Eileen laughing.
Then,
boy,
Eileen, okay.
Did you mix some metaphors there?
Hello.
Anyway.
Hello, Eileen.
Poor baby. Yeah. Sorry.
Eileen? I know, poor baby. I didn't know.
A moment of levity.
You know, split the water, split the pie, okay? Let me say split the pie. In regards to William's motion is in order, that's what we're going to vote for. And then if James wants to make a motion to attach that motion to his motion, then I would consider that to be in order. So what's in order right now is William's motion that's been kicked around for 3 months. So I want us to have another up and down vote, and then I would rule that James' motion will be in order after that. So that's my ruling.
Okay,
Nancy,
so, yes.
Please take the roll.
Okay, so yes means you agree with William's motion on communication programming to the membership.
Yeah.
Carol, KPFA, Carol, Wolfley?
No.
Carol votes no. Okay, Tom Jorge, how do you vote?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Okay, KPFK, Elizabeth Van Gunten. Elizabeth? Beth?
Sorry, I was
muted.
I was. I'm here now. I'll pass and I'll come back to me.
Pass. Okay. WBAI, William Heerwagon, how do you vote?
Yes.
William votes yes. James Sagerton, how do you vote?
I'm going to pass.
Pass. Okay, James, pass. Michael White, how do you vote? Michael White, are you muted? Michael?
He might have left because
he's
said
not
he
here.
Might leave.
Okay, oh, that's right. Okay, thank you. I will pass. Skip him. Okay, KPFT, Dwayne Lark. Dwayne Lark, are you muted? Hear him. Okay, Nancy Sabar and I told me that's me. I'm going to vote yes.
Okay, Nancy fell off. She was on my call and she fell off. Hold on.
Yeah, that line held up as long as it could.
Okay. So, Nancy, I think two people passed, right? She didn't get back to me. So, I'm going to vote yes. Beth Van Gunten, how do you vote?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, thank you, Beth. James Sagerton, how do you vote?
I'll vote yes.
I'm back. I'm sorry. I don't know how what happened. Maybe I should have.
Okay. Don't interrupt.
Well, you fell off. Relax. I'm finishing the roll call, Nancy. Hold
on. Nobody called.
I got one person left.
Okay, wait, how did Ted vote? Ted voted.
Okay, hold on, please. Jane, I mean Nancy. I just told you I'm finishing the roll call.
There was only three more names.
So, Nancy, please.
I didn't hear.
Okay, that's good. Q-tips work. Dwayne Lark, how do you vote, sir?
Abstain.
Okay, Abstain. Nancy, Abstain. How do you vote? Did you already vote?
Yes, I already voted, yes.
Okay. So go ahead and tally the vote, Nancy.
Hello,
nobody
asked me. Nobody.
Eileen. I didn't know you passed.
I'm abstaining.
I
didn't pass. Nobody called me.
How about Lewis?
Nobody called me
Lewis
the first
Wolf?
Time.
Lewis Wolf?
Lewis Wolf.
Yes.
Yes.
I vote yes. Yes.
Okay, Lewis would vote yes. And Ted Wasko, how did you vote?
To be perfectly honest, I lost track of what the motion is, and I would love to hear it again. I'm sorry.
No. Communication programming, like the LSB report to the membership, or the GM report to the membership, or the CAB report to the membership, staff meetings at least twice a year. I'm just trying to remember from my memory. And listener,
I get the gist of it. I'll vote yes.
Ted votes yes. Okay. Michael White, did he ever come back? No,
okay. Michael's gone.
The two people who passed, Beth Van Gunten, Elizabeth Van Gunten.
She abstained.
Abstained, okay. And the other one, James Sagerton?
He voted yes.
He voted yes. Okay, James voted yes. So Michael's not here. Lawrence, wait a minute, let me tally it. Yes is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five, so that's Tom, Nancy, Ted, and Lewis, and William. 1, 2. James, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm sorry. 6 yes. Lewis, Ted, Nancy, James, William, Elizabeth, and Tom. Okay, and no. We got Carol, 1. Carol, no. And abstention, Elizabeth, William, Dwayne.
No, William didn't. Eileen and Dwayne.
No, yeah. We have Elizabeth abstained, and Dwayne abstained, and Eileen. So that's three
right.
Abstained.
Right.
Okay. So, Chair, how would you like to vote? 6 yes, 1
no. I vote yes.
Okay. Chair votes yes. We have 7 yes. It passes.
Chair?
Okay. Hold on.
Chair?
Yes, is that Eileen? Because I'm going to go to James. That was my ruling. But go ahead, state your point real quick, Eileen.
I just want to say, can we move this along? Because if we have a closed session
tonight, I'm trying to review that other issue.
It's 10:30. It's 10:30 on the East Coast. Thank you.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to do, that, Eileen.
Appreciate it.
James, you want to state your attachment motion? And we'll just go to a straight vote?
Yeah, I'll try to restate it the way I said it, even though I've thought of possibly some better ways to do it. But each person, you would try to get one person to communicate by email to the general manager of their station addressing this issue and asking for their opinion on it, attaching Williams, the motion that we just passed, which is now a resolution of the committee, and specifically asking them to give their opinion on that.
Okay, so I have a question. Dwayne, or Eileen, doesn't this motion have to go to the PNB for ratification?
Yeah.
It does. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so James has a motion on the floor for each individual member from their stations representing their station LSBs communicate with the GMs. And that's for input in regards to William Hairwagon's motion that's going to be attached with James' motion. So what is on the floor right now is James' motion. Are there any objections?
Nancy objects.
Okay. Nancy objects. That's hold the roll, Nancy. I ain't going to spend more time on this.
Okay. I object. Can I say why?
No. Call the roll. Please. Enough.
We're not their boss. We should not be getting into this kind of thing. We should have...
You know what, Nancy? Call the roll, or I will stop you from being Secretary Pro Tem. Please stay in order. Show some decorum. Show some decorum. Take the roll, please.
KPFT, Carol,
all right,
please. Carol, I cannot hear you. Are you muted?
Oh, I didn't hear you call my name. Pass.
Oh. Pass. Carol, pass. Okay. Tom Borges, how do you vote?
Pass.
Tom passes. Elizabeth Van Gunten from KPFK, how do you vote?
Pass.
Pass. Elizabeth passes. WBAI, William Heerwagon.
No.
William, no. James Sackerton, how do you vote?
Yes.
James votes yes. Michael White, are you here? So, Michael White, we're voting. You're here. Dwayne Lark from KPFT?
No.
Dwayne votes no. Nancy from KPFT, I vote no. Ted Weiska, how do you vote?
No.
Ted votes no. From WPFW, Eileen Rosen?
I vote yes.
Eileen votes yes. Okay, and Lewis Wolf from WPFW?
Yes,
Lewis?
I vote yes.
Lewis votes yes. Okay, I'll go back to, we have three passes. Carol Wolfley, KPFA?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, Carol abstains. Tom Borges, how do you
abstain.
Vote?
Abstain.
Tom Borges abstains. Elizabeth Van Gutten from KPFK?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes, I have to unmute. Sorry.
Okay, Beth votes yes. Lawrence Reyes, no, not yet. Okay, we have, yes, Elizabeth. James, yes. Eileen, yes. Lewis, yes. That's four, yes. Okay, no's. We have William, no. Dwayne, no. Nancy, no. Ted, no. That's four, no. Okay, and abstention, we have Carol, Tom. Only two abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote? We have a four.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'll vote. I'll vote yes.
You vote yes. Okay, so there are five yes. Yes wins. So somebody has to volunteer from each station. Is that right? To ask the AGM. Okay.
Yeah, communicate with AGM.
WBAI.
So who will volunteer? Chair, you want to ask?
Beth volunteers for KPFK.
Okay. Okay,
Beth.
WBAI.
James?
PFW?
Was that James?
Yeah, James.
Okay.
PFW?
Lou, do you want to do that?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what was the question. Excuse me, say it again, please.
Who wants to volunteer? Oh, Chair, you do that.
Thank you. Who wants to volunteer to communicate with the GMs in regards to getting input on William's motion and on how they communicate with the listeners?
I decline. Thank you.
Okay.
I guess
so you're the only one left from PFW, Nancy. I mean, Nancy. Eileen.
Well, I guess I'll do it.
Thank you.
Thank you. KPFT. Who will do it for KPFT?
Okay, I'll do it if nobody wants to do it. Nancy will do it.
Okay. KPFA. We have two people from KPFA. Who would like to communicate with the GM in regards to this matter? Okay. Hearing none, that I guess that falls to the chair. I will communicate with Quincy McCoy. Is it Quincy McCoy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I will communicate.
William, with a strong suggestion.
Yeah, go ahead, William.
That the people that are doing this writing copy the full committee.
Yes, good idea.
Can you repeat that, William? I didn't hear it.
Anybody who's writing to their general manager should copy this full committee, all the members.
Yeah, okay. I will move that in order.
This is Beth. May I request?
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. May I request to whom do we want the GMs to respond? Who should they direct their response to this committee?
They should direct the response to the person that writes the email, but
okay.
You should definitely, when you send the email, copy the committee.
Will do. Got it.
Okay.
Eileen to the stack with a question.
Go ahead, Eileen.
Yeah, should we just present the motion as is, or do we want
present
to put
the motion
it into,
as is, and as James writes his motion up, we'll attach that motion.
Okay, it just
go
might
ahead,
be helpful to get information. Sometimes it's helpful to have precise questions written up. You know, what do you want to know? So it might be good to draft some questions.
All the questions are in the motion.
The committee.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in the motion.
Okay.
And then James is going to write his motion. Please write it, James, and send it to the send it to the committee, and make sure that Nancy gets it, please. Okay.
Lawrence, question?
Yeah.
It sounded like you were taking notes when I was making the question. Were you? If you have any notes, would you send them to me?
No, I don't have any notes, but maybe Nancy could send them.
I'll try to do it from memory.
I compensate. I'm not a good note taker, and my clerical skills. But I compensate by being kinesthetic.
If anybody has good notes, they can send them to me. I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, Nancy will do that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
Okay, so I think we're going to go to Carol's motion, which is number 8. Carol's question. Carol, can you state your question again, please?
Yeah, I had asked for an update about what's happening.
All right.
Articles of incorporation in relation to the name changes and Pacifica bylaws, rectifying those differences so that it doesn't impact exemptions.
Okay, thank you. Dwayne Lard, are you still on the? Are you still present? Can you answer that? Okay. Eileen, is Dwayne still on the call? Oh, he was on my phone.
I don't know. He was piggybacking on you, so I can't tell.
Okay,
Tom,
so this is what...
Point of order.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I'm going to have to leave the call here. I have an affiliate station off the air that I need to go
all
work
right, go,
after.
Go do your thing, Tom. Thank you for attending, man. I appreciate you. Take care.
Okay.
Bye, Tom.
Talk to you soon.
Night, all.
All right, bye.
Good night, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay, so this is what I know, and maybe James and Eileen could fill in as well. What I know about that is that the Board of Equalization, the California attorney, went to the Board of Equalization with the issue of back taxes to request a waiver. A waiver on the taxes and on the back taxes. From what I understand, that was granted. So and that was reported out. So I you might have missed that information, Carol. Then the second part in regards to the articles of incorporation, and you're talking specifically about the name change, right?
Right.
Okay. So that name change was done, and it was approved by the PMB. And are you asking if you thought that required a membership vote?
I'm asking, I understood the waiver was for them not having to get a membership vote.
Right. No. Well, that's one waiver. And then the other waiver is on the taxes. So there was a waiver on the taxes, and that waiver was granted by the Board of Equalization. Our California attorney took care of that matter. And then we voted to waive, I believe, and I could be wrong, so don't take this to the bank and deposit it. I believe that the PMB voted to waive in order to incorporate ourselves and change the name. Is that, directors, is that right?
Yeah, point of order, William.
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, I think this request should be in the form of a request to the PNB to get the report from the whole PNB. not something we think that we remember. And then I
well, what I remember are the two things that I mentioned. I'm just not sure about the second waiver.
Should come from the PMV.
And that's why I'm asking the other directors to see if they have it fresh in their minds.
Okay, well, and then I'd like to get on the stack also.
Okay, Eileen, do you recall any of this?
Only a little. I think things are proceeding the way they should be. I'm not sure I could talk about a waiver of a membership vote, but I think people know it was just to add INC, Inc., to Pacifica Foundation to avoid duplication with another entity of some sort. So it was more of an administrative item, is the way I saw it.
Okay.
Carol, for the staff.
Hold on, Carol. I heard Dwayne. Dwayne, the question is the are the back taxes from KPFA that they own for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, did we get granted a waiver in regards to, from the Board of Equalization, forgiving our back taxes? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Can you answer Carol's question?
We were given special consideration based on some very hard work that attorneys did, as well as Lydia. As it relates to the name change, the name change was required because it needed to match the legal documents that were on the original file. And as you know, some scooter stole the name, the original name, so we had to vote to approve the legal name that we're now known as.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Dwayne.
What is that background noise? It sounds like somebody's eating.
That's me. I'm opening a bag of nuts. Anyway. Okay. Okay, so, Carol, I think that's the best we can do. I'll seek additional information, and I will email you in the committee if there's any information that's different.
Thank you.
Is that okay with you, Carol?
Continue to track this at our meetings until it is resolved with the name change and the articles of incorporation.
Okay, I thought there was an answer provided, but yeah, I would ask that question.
Until
and I will report
it's completed,
back.
Until we know, like, it's done, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Until what is done, Mr. Chair?
Can we move on?
I think Dwayne said something,
Dwayne,
Chair. The volume is real low.
Until what is done? It's a simple question.
Go ahead. Carol, answer that question, please.
Until the Articles of Incorporation and the name changes are rectified.
It's on official record now. Research it. All you have to do is check out the state and the county records. You can do that on your own.
Okay.
Thank you.
The other concern that we had was that there's an entity that was incorporated at a KPFA, and that's the other reason we had to address that name change. Okay, so we're going to go into executive session now, and I'd like to sunset it for a half an hour.
Good. Maximum.
Okay. I send out the executive session number along with the agenda, but everybody should have got a notice, so... No break. Please get on the call as soon as possible.
Lauren, what number?
I will request a motion to adjourn.
What number?
I'll send it.
Thank you.
He sent it at 7:29 Eastern from Lauren.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I believe so.
I'm telling you.
But Nancy's going to send it out.
I've got a pile of stuff for this meeting, none of which turned out to be this agenda, and I don't
okay.
know. I don't know.
Beth, Nancy is going to email you the number.
Thank you.
Okay. So, are there any objections to adjourning?
Yeah, yes, Lawrence. What? I have an objection. I want to give one more piece of information to the person who was asking for the number. If you go back to the last notice that you got from Otis that says no reply on it, that gives the information. Check your email for your last no reply.
That's a good idea. But I'll send it too. So
okay. We are adjourned. Please come to the executive session as soon as possible. Thank you. We are adjourned.